Welcome to enellis.podbean.com. Today I'm joined by the wonderful
KB Marion. What am
THC Podcast, the happy corner.
Bruh. Yeah.
All right, KB. So I'm getting ready to release a diss track, right? The song is written. The bars are written, okay? And nobody is taking me seriously.
Well, yeah.
Now, I'm taking me seriously.
Okay.
And I'm writing my ass off. I'm doing my best to not be cringe. It's a troll, but I don't want to make an asshole out of myself doing it. I'm trying to make it hot.
Right.
Couldn't get in the studio today.
Right.
So, in my car, I downloaded an app. Mm-hmm. Freestyled into it the first verse. You just got to hear the first roughest, most roughest take.
Mm-hmm.
First
You're
reaction.
You need about 12 of them takes, but all right.
But the lyrics
are on point, dude. The lyrics go hard. And I like what you're trying to do with your voice. You probably need to be in a studio so you can actually hear the music properly.
Yeah.
But nah, the lyrics is hard. I wouldn't bullshit you. If they was trash, I'd let you know. But the lyrics is hard.
So we're gonna see how we go. I asked my buddy rapper, Christian rapper, I call him rapper.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Push. Pray until something happens.
Pusha T.
I'm Pusha E. He's just Push.
Oh, okay.
And then that's another guy that bags bricks. Exclusively. That's all he do.
Oh, this shit went out.
Fuck. We're going to make this a short one. Needless to say, did not get in the studio this week, but fingers crossed for next week. We're going to record the process. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hilarious farm roast session. And then
I'm going to make fun of Ian.
On top of it, you're going to get a song at the end of it. And the next day, I got an idea. I'm cutting together a music video. And then we're pushing it out there. We want reaction videos. Start going through YouTube and looking for reaction people you could tweet at. Because we're going to be looking for the Stan Ian Ellis rap battle of 2020. We're kicking this year off right.
And I do it on me and Brian Christopher got a reaction video channel.
So all right.
We'll definitely
be the first video up. Video of the new year. Let's get it going. Yeah. Let's get it popping. Anything you want to plug? It's cold as fuck.
Yeah, dude. This is trash. Check out the Happy Corner Podcast on Twitch and Spotify and iTunes and all that bullshit. Check out the Happy Corner.
KB host the Mojos. See you next Tuesday. Come out if you want to rock with it this Tuesday. Oh. All right, I'm behind on Facebook because I don't really use it. But KB was great. I'm hearing rave reviews. It was the greatest hosting they've seen in their entire life.
That's what I got from it. And people fucked with the episode of Lowell Den that you didn't like, but...
Okay, so not throwing shade because he's a nice enough guy. I don't personally dislike him.
Mm-hmm.
KB was on the Lobos Den podcast. You guys can go check that out. She gave me a shout-out. It was beautiful. I appreciate it. Thank you. Philip Wave, shout-out. What's his name? What's his real name?
Giovanni.
Giovanni lives an interesting life.
He does.
He's sitting there telling you stories about cocaine and bitches and getting head for Newports. Couldn't sound more like cardboard. He could make an abduction story sound boring.
Hey, it was a good conversation. You know how our podcast started? All right, so I walk into the library. We're in the room. Hopefully it was soundproof. I hope it was.
The police were rolling up on you several times.
And, they definitely was. But I could outrun. Those rental cops, I could outrun them. And my cousin's a mayor. I'm not getting in trouble.
Here's the scoop I want. You started off saying that you're on acid.
Yes.
How was it being in the interview on acid? Did his face turn into anything?
Nah, I was super awake, though. And I was super, like, what's funny is so I walk in. He's like,
just
hey,
alert
I got,
as fuck.
He was like, hey, I got a question for you. I was like, yeah, dude. He was like, I got an itchy throat, and I don't know if something's going around or if it's just the shitty coke I've been using. I was like, it's the shitty coke. And then he was like, hey,
that's
what's
nasal
up, KB? So, like, it was fun for me because I got to kind of, like, on my podcast, it's more about the guests and, like, having fun with it. On that podcast, I really got to talk my shit a little bit.
You know, a CEO accuses me. He says my podcast is just me pretending to be LL Cool J. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm here. Like, I'd be licking my lips. Yeah. And that's what you were like on the podcast. You were putting your Mac down. He had a little bit of a sexy voice on. He was like, yeah, okay, we can talk about it.
Yeah, it's because I don't have to be on. I was, you know what I'm saying? So, like... but yeah, it was just, I was just real chill. I had like smoked before and I had like acid. and then I smoked a square, and then I took a shot, and then I went into the library and just said,
teach a life,
you know. And yeah, and basically, you know, I spit some game on that shit though. Get the fuck out of here, because a lot of people hit me up about it.
Giovanni, one more note. If you're gonna have guests on, you have to learn to listen and give breath and room to your guest. It seemed like he would ask
15 minutes where I didn't say shit.
It sounded like he would ask you a question and then monologue for about 3 minutes. He's very narcissistic.
No, he's just new. He doesn't know.
All right.
He doesn't know.
Well, learn to listen to your guest. Not that you're not compelling, but that's just what it means to be a good interviewer.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys. Here's some motherfucking jokes. Next mixtape getting ready to drop. Watch out, Stan. Stand down. Stand down.
Get a personality.
Hear that for Shannon Furkey.
Yeah.
Love that little fairy right there. A little thirsty ass. You didn't want to... Let me breathe for a second. Damn. I have to do some housekeeping. He already up here. He like fucking P. Diddy back in the late 90s. Relax. Take that. On deck, we have Tyler Powers coming to the stage. Who's already up here? Ian Ellis. Yeah.
Yeah, ma'am. Okay. Much harder. Okay. Is that a piano?
Organ.
The fuck? It's like I'm doing an opera. About to monologue on you motherfuckers. Tonight, I'm going to teach you how to be unhappy. Are you excited?
Yeah.
You ever catch yourself smiling? Carefree, just happy to be here. Some people live like that all the time. And they wonder how the rest of us do it. I'm going to open the door and I'm going to show you how we do it. These are the keys to misery.
Let's go.
Most of you probably feel like you don't need my help, right? Like, you know how to hate life? Live every moment of my life. That's how you do it. Stinks. All that means is you're bad at life. You stalled out. You didn't learn how to be happy, stupid. Tonight is not about you. One of the keys is habitual thinking. You want to have negative thoughts all the time. Takes about 30 days to make a habit. So I recommend keeping an ungrateful journal. Every day write down 10 things that your ungrateful ass is mad about. Don't be happy you have a job. Talk about how much that traffic sucks. I want all the evidence that the universe is out to get you. Everything this big bad motherfucker's doing to you.
Come on.
Because you special. You deserve the ire of the universe. Plotting with cars and traffic and inconvenience. Oh, you're going to be 15 minutes late. That's the sun, the moon, and the stars. The universe. It's not to ruin your fucking life. Relationships. Don't be happy you got someone. Talk about how much you hate this traveling ass bitch. This bitch that lives with you and loves you. Ah,
no.
Fucking dumb bitch.
Can't say that.
Oh, crazy.
How come she doesn't know how important you are?
Can't say
how fucking stupid is she to not appreciate how fucking important you are? Fucking dumb bitch! You deserve better!
Oh, God.
Oh, any bitch off the street will do it, right?
Oh, God.
They're just interchangeable. Yeah, it'd probably work out better with them, right? Wouldn't be uprooting your whole fucking life. Grateful bitch. Social media. Facebook is an important part of being miserable. It's all in how you use it. You gotta realize everybody that has an opinion because they know they're smarter than you. They had to tell your trifling ass, you fucking idiot, because you couldn't figure it out, stupid. And every picture they take, they're just flexing on how poor you are. Wish you could go to Fridays for some 2 for $20. Wish you had a coupon in your miserable fucking life. Traveling ass.
Oh,
bitch!
My God, let's go. Hell yeah.
Diet. Sometimes I eat a salad. Some spinach, some chicken, a little bit of oil, and a jalapeno, because I like it spicy.
He said jalapeno.
After that, I feel cool, refreshed, and energized. It's a light meal. It's delicious. Stay away from that shit. Fuck salad. You want to eat all the fast food you can. The greasier, the better. You'll feel sluggish, miserable, and tired. No, you got 6 more hours left in your shift. Got the itis and everything. Supersize that motherfucker. You don't need the ketchup. Drinking gravy, you miserable motherfucker.
Let's go.
And if it's frozen artificial food, it probably gives you cancer, which is one more reason to feel sorry for yourself. Because if you had 20 more years, you could have been something. Could have felt like you mattered in this fucking world.
Hey, blood crazy. Hey, blood crazy.
I also wanted to talk about my cat. No. The other night I got up to pee. It was about 2:30 in the morning. Walked in the bathroom and he ran out from under a curtain like I caught him masturbating. Like, I've seen you lick your asshole. What could you possibly have been doing? We live together. I feed you. I pet you! Why are you running? The fuck were you doing in there? I don't care if you're in the bathroom. The floor is cold? Cool! Live your life, boo! Alright, my name is Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
This shit was fucking hilarious.
Give that fucking Ian Ellis.
Yeah. Oh my God, we burned like 3,000 calories on that set. Great job, Ian. Yeah. Oh shit, I ain't gotta work out anymore. Thank God.
No, you're on peace.
Oh, that was great shit. On back.
Who the only little nigga that you know with about 50 flows? Do about 50 shows in a week, but creep on the track with my tippy toes. Shut the fuck up, I'm trying to work. Oh, forget it, I'm going berserk. Cause I've stacked my change and I'm back to claim my reign on top, so pack your things. I've racked your brain like crack cocaine. My fame won't stop or I'll jack your chain. Give it up, ding, ding, ding. Thanks, the price was right. That great goose got me loose, but my eyes are tight. It's the truth, give me a light like I'm dynamite. Alright, alright, we gon' ride tonight. I'm so dangerous that I gotta bang with this. You could be famous or remain nameless. Better just drop down to your knees, call upon the Lord and pray. Better luck next time, but you wanna open that door today. Your hair sort of gray, it's that sort of day. Flowing so hard over this track and I got more to say. I ain't new to this, I'm so true to this. See what you get fucking with CeeLo and Ludacris.
Yes, I can sing, man, I can rap, man, I can act, man, I can dance, man, I can dress, man, I'm the best, so is my guest, man, I'm impressed. Hurry, 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 come and see, cause it's just like trying with me. A little melody and a little drone. I don't really need to have a little fun. Hush, little one, let's get it done. Dressed like a fun bus, like a gun. Hurry, 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 come and see, cause it's just like trying with me. Just like a fun bus, like a gun.
better than you guys with my tongue tied. Don't make me get serious on your ass. You wouldn't like me when I'm serious.